Country Pop FM. Bob Almanac is here for you. History, birthdays, and whatever else we can come up with. Today, Wednesday, July 17th, 198th day. We're almost 200 in, Neil.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Can you know. Feel 2009 kind of slipping away?
Slip sliding.
Kind of that. Kind of has that feel to it. 167 days until the end of the year. We have this date in history, 1815, Napoleon. Napoleon Bonaparte. Mm-hmm. He had his way. No, he did not meet his Waterloo, although he did lose on this date. It wasn't his Waterloo, though. That happened in Belgium. This was in France. Napoleon Bonaparte surrendered to the British at Roquefort, France. He was overcome by the smell of Roquefort cheese. It's just too strong, he and his troops.
Too much cheese.
Well, too much cheese is never a bad thing, but if it smells really bad...
Then it is a bad
like
thing.
Like smelly feet, then you've got a problem. 1874, Chang and Eng Bunker, the original Siamese twins, no relation to Archie or Edith or Gloria. They died within an hour of each other on this date at the age of 63. Of course, they had just a fantastic story. I mean, just mesmerizing. Real interesting on how they lived, because they lived their entire lives joined at the chest.
That's just crazy.
And they married two sisters, and they fathered 21 children between them. Think about the logistics.
I don't know. It's hard to picture.
1938.
Starting off from New York on Sunday morning, I started to fly to Los Angeles, but some way got turned around above the clouds, and after about 26 hours of that, seeing nothing except clouds, I came down through the clouds, and the country looked a little strange.
He was the Jim Marshall of the aviation industry, Douglas Wrong Way Corrigan. This date, 1938, left New York, said he was going to L.A., but he wound up in Ireland.
Whoops.
Now, he said by mistake, but after further review and investigation, Douglas Corrigan was an accomplished pilot. He was an accomplished engineer. This guy was smart. He worked on the Spirit of St. Louis, Lindbergh's plane. And he wanted to make the flight. He wanted to make the cross-Atlantic flight himself for a long time, but he never got clearance, never got permission. So it is believed that he made it look like a mistake, but he actually did it on purpose.
Everything
kind of points that way. But he'll forever be Wrong Way Corrigan for us. Yeah, right?
Yeah. And now they speak in whispers low of how they stopped our Joe. One night in Cleveland, goodbye Street DiMaggio.
Wow. Jolton Joe DiMaggio.
I didn't know they had a song about his hitting streak.
Yeah, Jolton Joe DiMaggio. Big, big hit. Les Brown and his band of renown did this. It was this day, 1941, that Joe DiMaggio went hitless in Cleveland at Old Municipal Stadium. And, of course, it ended his record 56-game hitting streak. And, Neil, I know you know he went on another streak like after that.
Yeah.
Like 20-some games or something. It was significant.
It was significant.
It was significant. 56-game hitting streak. And
that was an amazing hitter.
The way baseball's played today, I'm pretty sure that will not be touched.
No.
I just don't see anybody doing it. No. The way they rest players now, and you know, you got to sit down because of general soreness.
And everybody swings for the fences.
That too. Yeah. There are a lot more strikeouts. Hitting safely isn't as important as it was at one point in time, just getting on base. I don't think.
No, it's not. That's not the way the game is right now. It's change. And in 41, it was, it was a line drive hitter's game.
Mr. Coffey had his records streak snapped on this day in 41. 1945.
The opening of the conference and the meeting with Marshal Stalin. The final chapter of the story of the war in Europe.
This was the Potsdam Conference. This date, 1945, the war in Europe was done. You had Truman, Stalin.
The prayers of the whole world are with these three men. May they be guided by their own greatness in the decisions they will make.
Oh, yeah. It shaped Europe. It shaped the world. And they also say that this was where the Cold War began. Everybody wanted a little piece of Europe, including Stalin and Churchill, and they were meeting at Potsdam.
So Stalin, Churchill, and Truman.
Yes.
Okay.
And during the meeting, Stalin made the comment that Hitler had escaped. Mm. He may have had intelligence. Maybe he didn't commit suicide, he and Eva Braun in the bunker. Mm. You know, there's a show on one of those channels where they investigate whether or not Hitler escaped or not. They had a whole show around it, all these things that may have happened. But that was in 45, as World War II was winding down.
Disneyland is dedicated to the ideals, the dreams, and the hard facts that have created America, with the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
Walt Disney talking.
That sounds like Walt.
Yeah, that's who he is. In 1955, this date, he opened Disneyland Theme Park, Anaheim, California, the world's happiest place. It was a bit of a debacle that first day because it was supposed to be invitation only. But some people forged the invitations, and there were a lot more people there than they expected, and they weren't ready for them. It was a real mess on that first day in 1955. 1990, Fenway Park.
They go, and Guyatti has one, they got two, and they've got another triple play. Mercy me, Gerald.
Mercy me, Gerald. That was the Red Sox and the Twins on this day. Tom Brunansky grounded into the first one. And then the Twins were able to induce another one later on in the game. Two triple plays. First team to ever do that. I don't think it's been matched.
I don't remember anybody else doing that.
1990 season. In 99.
Among bits of wreckage found in choppy water off Martha's Vineyard this afternoon, a piece of luggage with Lauren Bessette's name on a tag. A headrest. A tire. Only small pieces. John Kennedy Jr. had his pilot's license only 14 months.
This was the date that we found out that John F. Kennedy Jr.'s wife Carolyn and her sister Lauren Bessette did not arrive at Martha's Vineyard when they were supposed to the night before. And they had a full search here during the day today. Search and rescue turned into a recovery mission. And they were eventually found. That was this date, 1999.
Remember that? That
in the
was a
news.
Huge
certainly,
news story.
Certainly.
Yep.
He was still a kind of an inexperienced pilot flying in low visibility.
Yeah,
and they believed
conditions.
That he lost kind of his bearings and crashed into the water. And then 2009.
It is my sad duty to tell you that our friend and colleague, Walter Cronkite, has died. He was 92 and passed away peacefully tonight here in New York.
The most trusted man in America. He reported on anything and everything. The second half of the 20th century, pretty good chance you heard about it from Walter Cronkite.
He was the best.
That's the way it is. He died at the age of 92 here this day.
Everything's the same except you are there.
Birthdays.
He did that too.
I'm sure she wasn't gunning for your sister, but... these things happen in war. My failure was in being so slow to grasp Cohen's plan.
Donald Sutherland. Donald Sutherland, Kiefer's father. There he is as the evil President Snow in the Hunger Games movies. 84 today.
Oh, wow! In your life have you seen anything like that?
Vern Lundquist had some great calls over his time, many of them on the golf side of things.
Yeah.
Of course, Jack Nicklaus, yes, sir. That was
in 86.
That was Tiger Woods with his chip-in at the Masters. So Vern Lundquist, one of the greats, 79.
He's retiring.
We can sing in the sunshine. We laugh every day.
Gail Garnett, remember this little ditty from the 60s?
I do.
She had a fun voice. Bordering on sultry, Gail Garnett, 77 today. She's the Duchess of Cornwall.
Mm-hmm.
Camilla, the one that Charles chose over Lady Diana.
Right.
Camilla. Not the Ugandan giant, Kamala. This is Camilla, 72 here today.
Those are different.
Yeah.
Who's your friend? Who's your buddy? I am, aren't I? You're crazy about me, aren't you?
Yes.
No. You're incredibly head over heels in love with me.
No.
You're helplessly, hopelessly, deeply in love with me, aren't you?
Yes.
That's she was in stripes.
Yes, ever.
She was in stripes. She was very fond of the Aunt Jemima treatment.
Right.
She was one of the MPs that she got fresh with Bill Murray. Yeah. Good movie, that Stripes. That's the fact, strange. Jack, that PJ Souls, 69 on our list today.
KITT for easy reference. A kit, if you prefer.
No, I don't prefer. And what's more, I don't intend to drive around in a car that talks back to me, so either Devin pulls your plug or you get yourself another driver.
I am not qualified.
Wait till you feel turbo boost, though, Michael Knight. Yeah. You'll never want to say goodbye to a kit again.
He changed his mind.
David Hasselhoff, he might be the guy who tore down the Berlin Wall. We're not sure. Yeah. He's one of them, at least. David Hasselhoff is 67 on our list. Got another email just the other day saying we don't have enough opera on the almanac. A lot of opera fans out there. There's not many radio outlets for opera.
No.
Is there any radio station in the Twin Cities with an opera format? So if you're going to get opera, you got to go to the almanac. So this is just going to spike ratings immensely as Don Upshaw, opera singer, is 59. Regina Bell is a singer. A little different music here. Remember this song from Aladdin? Singing along with Peebo Bryson. She's 66. Country singer Craig Morgan. We know what he sounds like. He's 55. He was Bill and or Ted.
I'm Bill. This is Ted. We're from the future.
Socrates.
That's Socrates.
Now what? I don't know. Philosophize with him.
I thought Alex Winter was actually better than Keanu Reeves in that movie, but it was Keanu Reeves who became the big star. Yeah. Alex Winter did not. Alex was Bill of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Excellent. He's on our list today. He's unbelievably 64.
Well, he's the sweetest 64. Little boy. Everyone's just going to love him.
Stillwell Angel, the mother of Stillwell Angel from League of Their Own, Biddy Schramm, she's the one who cried.
Oh, yeah.
And she's 51. Alex Winter's actually 54.
Okay.
64 sounded way too old for him.
Yeah, it did a little bit.
Didn't that? Yeah. He was much older in the movie, maybe. But Biddy Schramm, crying is okay in baseball, according to her. She can never hit the cutoff, man.
No.
Country singer Luke Bryan is 43, one of he is the godfather of bro country, so we're not going to play any. Luke Bryan, 43, your turn.
Gone, but not forgotten today. Before Perry Mason was on TV, he was in novels, and the guy who gave us Perry Mason is Earl Stanley Gardner, 1889. You know what you are, Jim? You're a Yankee Doodle Dandy.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July.
Uncle Sam never had his own kids, you know. No. He never did consummate any relationships, so Uncle Sam was celibate. You had to be if you wore that outfit.
Right. He'll never take me alive, copper. I think he said something close to that, too. James Cagney is the Academy Award-winning actor.
Never said you dirty rat.
No, he didn't. Born on this day, 1899. Great television host Art Linkletter was great with the kids, no doubt about it. Very talented. Watched him a lot growing up in the 60s. Born on this day, 1912. Lou Boudreau, he was a fine shortstop and also a longtime baseball announcer for Cubs.
And he, on his birthday, he robbed Joe DiMaggio of a base hit in that 57th game.
Oh,
he made a great play on a bad bounce at Cleveland Municipal Stadium that could have resulted in a base hit, and that streak might have gone on and on and on, if not for Lou Boudreau and his glove.
Happy birthday, Lou Boudreau, who stole a hit from Joe D. 1917 for Lou Boudreau. What about comedian Phyllis Diller?
The funny thing is modern medical science never comes up with anything to help me. Now, I thought I found something on my own. I found a money-back guarantee on a beauty cream. Rushed down to the store. They took one look at me, paid me in advance.
That's pretty good. She had the long stick, the cigarette thing. Phyllis Diller, also born on this day, 1917. Basketball Hall of Famer Connie Hawkins is not the singer, but
no.
Can't forget the Hawk, played here in the Twin Cities for a while, 1942. Now this is Nicolette Larson.
With the Dirt Band.
Oh yeah, I remember this.
A little sleep is all we're losing.
She had a big hit called It's Gonna Take a Lot of Love, too.
Yeah, it was too bad. We lost her. I think she had cancer or something, if I'm not mistaken. Born on this day in 1952. What about Phoebe Snow?
New Hazelnut Belgian Cafe. A smooth, rich coffee with a light hazelnut flavor.
Celebrate the moments of your life.
Not only did she sing Poetry Man, she also sang a lot of commercial jingles.
Phoebe Snow was born on this day, 1950. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
All requests lunch hour today, live at the Richfield Legion, noon to 1 today. Would you like to start a Bobathon with Mel McDaniel? Real good, feel good song. Black Hawk, Like There Ain't No Yesterday. And I know you usually pick Black Hawk, that's kind of your default, but... Mm. We also have Craig Morgan, who's on our birthday list today, 55.
What song from him?
International Harvester, IH.
We'll go the birthday boy today.
Case IH.
All you need for summer.